and welcome to The Reading Revolution, powered by BookVending.com. I'm your host, Josh Gregory, and man, this year is flying by. We're already at the end of season two, so we thought we would take a minute to talk to CEO and founder Jay Blumberg about what's new at BookVending.com. A lot of really great projects to talk about. The Reading Revolution starts now. Are you ready to embark on an adventure through the world of words? Join us on The Reading Revolution, and let's explore the exciting world of literacy together. Jay, it's great to have you in studio.
Thank you, Josh.
So there's a few things going on that we're going to be talking about today, but I think we should really start off with this book that is between us, a passion project, something that you have been working on and dreaming about is now, it's in fruition. It's right here between us. Tell us a little bit about how this book came about. People know a little bit about book vending machines, and we continually talk about that on a week-to-week basis, but this book is something that they might not be familiar with.
Yeah, a bit of a long story, actually. So it took about, I'd like to say, 2 days to write and 4 years to produce. So when we first were starting to roll with the Inchi the Bookworm vending machine, and we initially came up with this, I came up with Inchi the Bookworm, I started to think about, like, what Inchi would be like, and, like, you know, what Inchi, kind of like, what he'd want to tell the kids, right? And that started the process where I was thinking about this book. Like, I didn't know exactly. And I just sat down one day and for 2 days wrote it all out. And then I think it sat in my on my dresser or in my drawer for about 2 years. And then I brought it out, you know, and I'm like, well, this has to get completed. So with the advent of some of the new help we have, one of them on your social media team, David, he was helping me to edit it. And then, of course, you know, I had to edit his edit.
Of course.
He edited my edited. And then we got another editor just to make sure that our edits were editable. And so a story came to fruition. But in the meantime, we had all these pictures. And so Chuck, in our graphic department, did an amazing job. But, of course, I didn't like the cover. I didn't like the back cover. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. But I think at the end of the day, 4 years later, it's beyond my expectations. It's really hard. I was so excited. I gave all my family a copy at Father's Day.
Oh, nice.
Signed it for my mom. She was almost in tears. You know, it was, you know, and they were like, you wrote a book? I'm like, I'm not sure, but I think I did. And so all my family has a copy, and it's pretty exciting.
It is, you know, and you mentioned the edits upon edits upon edits.
Yeah.
Writing children's literature is not an easy thing where we tend to be so long-winded. And when you're writing for kids, you've really got to get to the meat of the bone there.
Yeah, you know, I think I kind of had a vision. You know, the vision of Inchi traveling all over the world and the places that reading could take you to. And conceptually, and a lot of the ideas that I had, but how the characters would then converse with him, and kind of where that would lead you as opposed to just a from Inchi's perspective, and now it's these additional characters that are coming in, and like kind of where the mom and the dad would fall into this. And it was just, it was a little tricky, but I think we nailed it.
And when you're working with an artist, you have the benefit of working down the hall from not only your editor and the artist.
Yes.
That had to help out the process too, where it's not a sending material over, waiting for a response. You know, if you needed something or you needed to work hand in hand, you had the ability to do that.
We did. Sometimes we passed each other in the hallway because we had different ideas. We had to look the other. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, and when you create something and you have a vision of something, and then it kind of changes. And then you're not really sure, but then like 10 people tell you, yeah, this is better than what you wrote, Jay. Like, you know, you get the point. So it really it was a process to kind of turn over some of the creative ingenuity, I guess you would say, of my work. But I think the collective, I think what I learned in this process is that, and in all processes in life, is being collaborative and open to other ideas and learning and growing. You know, it's a process in life, and it's definitely a process writing a book and having it illustrated.
And you've kind of encapsulated the message that the book vending machines give to kids. I mean, that's really what Inchi's going through here, as you intimated about, that, you know, reading opens up a whole world, and that's the exact journey that Inchi goes on. What a wonderful way to tie it into what you do for a living.
Absolutely. And I don't know if that's exactly what I set off to do. You know, I just had this idea of this bookworm and this the excitement of the character and everything. But then when I was done with the process, I realized it was almost a step-by-step on what exactly we're trying to get our kids to do.
When you were putting this together and finally seeing it, you know, in its form that it is here, it's in book form, it's tangible, you've got it in your hands. Yeah. Is your mind already going to the next chapter for Inchi?
You know, I'd like to read it to some kids. You know, I hope that I want to kind of just focus on, I want to enjoy the moment. You know, I'm kind of enjoying the moment and getting into the kid, you know, the hands of kids and reading the book to kids. And I hope they like it. You know, it was such a journey to get this one done that I really like to enjoy the experience.
Sure.
But I think there'll be others on the horizon, I'm sure.
So within that, and I want to be heavily edited with this because I want to make sure before we go down a road, let's talk a little bit about, you know, distribution or what you'd like to see with that in conjunction with Inchi. Is that an okay question to ask?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So now here it is. What are your plans to get it out to the world? Where can people find it?
So one of the things we're going to do, I think, is we're going to drop one in each of the machines that go out, and we'll let the teachers decide. If they think it's a good book, there should be like a little QR code or something, a link to our site where they can go and order. I'm not sure the district. It might be 24, 25 in a box or 50. So they get a chance to read it and see if it's something they think the kids would like. The other thing that we will do is probably notify our customers and other customers that we've communicated to let them know that this is now available. My mom has a request to me to go to a local store and read there.
Sure.
So, you know, there might be some local readings that go on. But yeah, I mean, it's available now, so.
What a neat personalization of something that you can put in a machine to say, you've got an Inchi bookworm, but now you've got this interesting Inchi story, and it's not just from, you know, an author that we're familiar with on the company side. This is your work.
Yeah, it's a little surreal, you know, but it's setting in that it's here and it's now, and sure, like any author, I guess, I'll promote it, if called upon.
Sure. And this is not the only exciting things happening at bookvending.com. Let's talk a little bit about the launch of the new website, which is designed for, you know, with the customer in mind, to get the full experience of Inchi and not just a place to go and click and here I'm getting my machine. There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, no, for sure. There's been a lot of growth here in our last, you know, year or two, and we're continually trying to evolve and be more customer-centric friendly. We probably should get my son in here because he spent a million hours, you know, and it was a team effort as well. You know, Josh, you helped out, and a lot of the guys in marketing and on the social media team helped with the bookvending.com. It was definitely a collaborative effort, but I would say my son, I've seen him, you know, work till 5 a.m. on that thing, but I think it's really going to blow people away. I mean, it's so, there's so much more information. I feel like it gives teachers and principals and librarians unique perspectives on this. There's a lot more information about how to fundraise. Because we, as you know, that's one of the biggest challenges. Mm-hmm. A lot of, you know, thousands of schools want, but they can't afford to get the, you know, the book vending machine. So we're trying to make that a much simpler way and a lot more information on how them to actually get the book machine and get it in their hands.
And I am a little biased, obviously, for obvious reasons. But what I really like about it is the fact that we're not just sharing the information, we're telling the stories of successes of other folks who have used certain fundraising outlets or have, we follow them on their journey of not only how they got the machine, but what they're doing with it. I think that's a huge, huge part of the website that everybody would love to check out, you know, hopefully jump on board and get to their own machine as well.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of you now that we've had it out for 4 or 5 years, you know, schools are coming back to us with tons of use cases, how, you know, it helped their attendance. It helped get, you know, kids with their reading test scores. You know, kids have given books to other kids who can't afford a book. We, you know, all that's built in. And also it's a huge shout out to our many partners, United Way, Education Foundation, you know, Atmos Energy, Grandma's Love, to name a few. And it really shows the effort that it's been a team effort, a community effort throughout the country of people pitching in because of the, you know, obviously the literacy rates in this country have been slipping for mm-hmm. years. And, you know, it shows everybody that's been involved.
So. What's it like to get that feedback from a school or a hospital that sends a note along to tell you about what's going on and the successes that they're having? That's got to be a pretty unique feeling as well.
It's amazing. You know, and I'm not the only one. Everybody here in our company is in one shape or form has got some kind of thank you letter. I've been out of town to multiple thank you letters on my desk. And that's, you know, that's the greatest gift of all, that we know that we're making a difference in kids, you know, kids' lives. And it's just, you know, it's amazing.
And we love hearing the unique story. So that's also a good plug for not only the podcast, but any of the social media or a way that we can share these great stories. Please do send them to the readingrevolutionpod@gmail.com. We'll be sure to, you know, share those stories. But we've got kids that set up lemonade stands over the summer just to raise money to buy books for their school. We had a young man from Southern California who single-handedly went out and hit up a business and said, hey, I want to partner with you to bring a machine to my school. You don't see that a lot in a lot of retail stories. It's just not something where kids really get involved as well as the educators.
Yeah, you know, I remember being like a kid, and I don't know, this might date me, but I remember like the Jerry Lewis telethon. Mm-hmm. I remember getting so excited and running around the neighborhood, you know, and you know, I think that, you know, in general, you know, kids are good, right? And people are good, and they want to do good in the world. And when they go, and I think that's such a valuable thing what was his name on the podcast that you had?
Carter. Carter Beardsley, yeah.
I mean, it just, what an example. Mm-hmm. Right, for kids of that generation to go out and say, hey, I believe in this. I'm going to go out and do good in the world. And what a great feeling you must have had to do that. And I think that's what's so exciting about our product is it brings out the best in people, I guess is one of the best ways to say that. So I've seen a lot of that over the years.
And from an educational standpoint, a lot of the experts that we've talked to on the podcast have mentioned that people who are on a higher, you know, literacy rate are more apt to give back to their community. They're more apt to vote. They're more apt to be a bigger part of society than those folks who can't read. And that's what Inchi the Bookworm Vending Machine really does, is help kids to get off on the right foot in their journey in reading.
Yeah, you know, I always said, you know, in schools there's traditional vending machines that have sodas and snacks that may not be the best for you. And over time they see these vending machines and subconsciously they think about sodas, and they think about snacks. Well, when you place Inchi the Bookworm Vending Machine, for example, right when you walk in the school every day, consciously or subconsciously, that child is looking at books the whole time they're at school. And subconsciously, and then they see their friends excited to get one, and they're like, oh my, it's a vending machine. It's got a book. I gotta have that. And then before they know it, they're avid readers. And we have hundreds of stories where kids were not interested in reading until they saw Inchi's Bookworm Vending Machine. And it's continually reinforced. And now what we're seeing is it started a lot with elementary and middle schools, but there's starting to be a big demand for high schools, mm-hmm. which is really exciting. Because if you kind of missed out, you know, in elementary or middle school, and you're kind of at a, you know, it's an awkward age, right, being in high school, that now you're being excited about literacy, we've really run the whole gamut now of the entire, you know, school system. So that's kind of exciting to see. It's great to see the younger kids, but it's also equally nice to see now the older kids and it taking hold in the high schools.
And regardless of age, knowing that it's theirs, they right. get to take this book home, they can take it wherever they want. And then that hope of maybe getting another book to continue to add to their collection at home. The ownership is such a huge role in literacy and that pride of knowing how to read.
Oh, sure. Because over the summer, you know, a lot of the, you know, things that I read and talking to some of the publishing companies and teachers is the big thing was summer slide. So what would happen is the kids, you know, once they got out of school, it's like, hey, I'm throwing the books in the closet, the pens and the pencil, and I'm, you know, I'm out, I'm on my games or whatever they're doing. But if we continue to keep them engaged all summer long, then, you know, there's no summer slide, which is good, which builds for the next year. So their development, their growth in literacy and love for reading continues on throughout the year. So that's obviously very important.
And it's also neat to see, I would think, that when you do see the thank you letters or the updates to stories of what's continuing to go on, that when we have these book, you know, vending machines installed and there's a big ribbon cutting ceremony, and you'd think that that kind of goes by the wayside and it's not exciting anymore. That's really not the case with this program.
No, I don't think so, because what I have seen is so many stories that, so there was a ribbon cutting and it was a veteran. He saw it on the news. He didn't have a child that went to that school. He's never been to that school. He just said, what an amazing thing. And I think he donated like $1,000 to that school. So this is a community type of event, which I think never, ever gets old. In fact, we've just did some of our biggest ones 5 years later locally with the school 67, I think it was.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I don't know how many people. There must have been 800 people there.
That was a lot of folks down there.
I'm sorry I missed that one. But that shows you how strong and relevant in the news cycle. And I've heard just feedback from teachers and the vice principal of the school. I think he moved to another school, but told me what a difference it made for those kids and how grateful they were. That I think that was when we donated, but that was there for their school. So every single time it makes an impact in that school and that community, 100%.
And, you know, while you're mentioning that, it fits in those schools. We've got to talk a little bit about customization, because we do have standard models, but these other ones, like at 67, at 61 here in Buffalo, and countless thousands of other schools, that their mascot is on the side or their school logo is on the side. It really becomes a part of the school and not just that vending machine that's out in the front vestibule.
Well, first I have to shout out to our artists here at a global vending group, bookvending.com. They have taken it to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the characters that we have developed now, if you want characters by the sea, if you want different birds, if, you know, different mammals, like our repertoire it's from when we started to where we are now, it's mind-blowing. So anybody now getting accustomed, I mean, and we've got great feedback the whole time, but I just think these guys, they've taken it to a new level. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And being able to have all of that in-house is a huge plus as well, where the material is printed here, it's designed here, changes are made here. All of that is under one roof, and that speaks to not only the creative side of things, but the teamwork to make this many machines go out the door as often as they do.
Yeah, and I think, as a company, we're mission-driven, right? And I, from talking to our artists over the years, they really believe they're making a difference too. And a lot of those letters that we get are, you made the design process so easy. The amount of times that we've had people say, this has exceeded our expectations is in the hundreds, if not thousands. And a lot of that has to do with our custom design and our artwork, which has been truly amazing.
So we've talked about the outside of the machine. We've talked about a book that's going to be inside the machine. And something else that's exciting that's just being announced right now, a partnership with Scholastic Books. Tell us a little bit about this new partnership that's helping both businesses grow, the premier book vending machine company and the premier book distributor. It's an amazing partnership.
Well, absolutely. And this goes back almost to the inception of the book vending machine. So within, I think it was 3 or 6 months of this machine going out, because they know they had supplied some books when I was designing this original book, because we were designing the original book vending machine around their books, because that was their first school, 61, used Scholastic Books. So we designed it. Within, I think it was 3 or 6 months, Scholastic came here, and we were in our baby infancy stage, and we're in Buffalo, New York, so it was like 6 feet of snow, like 3 feet of snow. And Pat Chucci, who was the acting director of literacy at that time from Scholastic, came up and said, "Jay, this is the greatest thing that I've ever seen." He said, "You've got the golden ticket," is what he said, like Willy Wonka with the token. He loved it, but he said, "We're a 100-year-old company, and this is new, and we're going to keep an eye on you." So then, we get a call every year. We get our annual checkup from Scholastic to see how we're doing, and we've been converting. Then I think it was 2 years ago, it's about 25 months ago, Dwayne Millard from Scholastic, who is now the national sales manager of Scholastic, reached out to me from the educational division and said, "Hey, we want to partner. We want to do something." So we went to New York, and it's been a couple years. We've been back and forth, but now collectively we've retrofitted this machine with I think it's 25 or 30 books. So they're called bundles, and they're now available with Scholastic, and we feel that's a huge addition. Because now there won't be as much, okay, I have the machine, how do I get the books? Mm-hmm. And we've curated very popular titles, and there will also be other titles that will, when they run out of a selection or they want to fill in, there'll be a website where they should be able to go order. And I think it'll make it nice for the schools, because schools are busy, teachers are busy, they don't have a lot of time to always... They have their jobs to do, so
right.
Figuring out how to fill the machine, where to get the books. I feel in Scholastic being the premier, book publisher in the educational space, and that partnership, I think, is really going to be a huge value add for our customers.
And I think it says something about your vision, as we come full circle on this, that it's a continually evolving machine, if you will, where you're constantly finding new ways to make the experience simpler, easier, mm-hmm. and better. As you go along, it's not something that you're taking your foot off the gas on.
No, we love what we do, and everybody here is excited. We have new products coming out. We have, a whole printing department where we're going to have products, maybe some more books. It's a lot going on, and it's as fun now as when it started.
But it's an enjoyable journey that you're just continuing to come in smiling every day.
Absolutely. Love it.
Awesome. Jay, it's been a pleasure to have you on. Great for the update. Grateful for the update. And as we continue to evolve and continuing to bring new business, we'd love to have you back on and just make sure that you're still the face of this company.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks.
All right.
For more information about the reading revolution, please visit bookvending.com. If you would like to contact us or would like to suggest a guest, drop us a line at readingrevolutionpod@gmail.com. The Reading Revolution is hosted by Josh Gregory, with technical direction from Thomas Crane and David Gagan. The podcast is produced by Jake Blumberg and Connor Russo. The executive producer is Jay Blumberg. Thanks again for watching and listening. We'll see you here again on The Reading Revolution, where literacy matters.